Well, this is Dr. Stan Becker at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And we were hoping to have Mr. Tifton here from the Judicial Watch. Mr. Wyatt, good to have you with us.
Hey, Stan, thanks for having me on.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners just why you're so concerned about Gardasil? After all, doesn't this actually prevent a certain number of cases of cervical cancer? What do the long-term studies of the use of Gardasil show as far as changing the patterns of cervical carcinoma?
Well, that's a good question. The problem with Gardasil is not only the dangerous side effects potentially of the vaccination itself, but all that might be fine if it was worth the cost and worth the benefit. And the question is, does Gardasil protect against cancer in the long run? We know it protects against certain types of HPV, the virus that causes certain types of cancer, but not all types of cervical cancer. But we don't know if it prevents and would decrease cervical cancer rates generally. So there's a lot we don't know about Gardasil, yet it's being pushed and it's being mandated both informally and formally, either here in the United States or abroad, as a cure for cancer, despite this lack of data about its long-term effectiveness.
And, of course, the thing is that it's only been around for a really short period of time, and the only thing we know is that in the controlled studies that it changed the pap smears, the sort of smears, the cellular changes, in a certain number of women who had it compared to the people who did not take the vaccine. But how is that going to play out in the future? Of course, the treatment for cervical cancers, regular pap smears, and surgery when indicated, and you can this is a preventable disease if women actually... actually have the regular examinations and have good medical care. But, of course, the idea that you're going to give them a vaccine, really, but the message is quite clear. Go ahead and be promiscuous. Just use a condom.
That's the problem. It introduces the whole... it's designed to be given to young girls as young as 9. Merck wants to expand the market to boys as well. And, this is a sexual vaccine. HPV you don't always get the virus if you're a female through sexual contact. There's more informal contact that can result in you getting the virus, as you can imagine, Stan. But the problem is that we don't have the long-term analysis there to justify experimenting on our children to see if it works. And if you need a booster shot, which may be the case, you may have to get it every 4 or 5 years. And if you already have the HPV virus, the vaccine could make it worse. And there are all sorts of unknowns as a result. And if you're pregnant and you get it, it could result in a spontaneous miscarriage. So it really raises a lot of questions. We obtained various adverse event reports that have been produced by the FDA under the Freedom of Information Act, and there are deaths that are associated with this vaccine. Now, the reports say, someone died within a certain amount of time after getting a Gardasil vaccine, and defenders of the vaccine said, there's no necessary connection there. But our question is, why isn't there more investigation? And is Gardasil, like some of these other social agenda drugs like Plan B and RU46, are they given special treatment by the FDA bureaucracy and our public health authorities?
Well, now, of course, there are a number of cases that you mentioned in the press release you sent out where girls have actually died. How many actual deaths have there been, and otherwise young, healthy people, not only in this country but throughout the world, for a disease? Certainly it's a tragic disease, but it is 100% preventable by people who avoid sexual contact. And what we're doing when we give this vaccine to young girls is making them think that somehow they're going to be immune from the responsibilities of promiscuous sex. And, of course, the condoms are not effective in preventing the spread of HPV or of herpes or of so many of the other viral diseases that are plaguing our nation today. And we have 60 million Americans with a sexually transmitted viral disease as a direct result of this vast social experiment that is actually trying to convert the United States into a country that was certainly similar to many of the degenerate societies of ancient Rome.
Well, in terms of your first question, the number of deaths, it's as many as 20, and each one needs to be examined individually, but several deaths certainly, arguably, are connected to the administration of the vaccine. And those are deaths just here in the United States. The numbers abroad, I don't have the information for. And the problem with the vaccine, too, is...
Well, I think we lost our guest. Hopefully he'll be back on again. But this is a very controversial subject. After all, we're talking about billions of dollars of profit, and they don't want the American people to hear what our guest from the Judicial Watch is trying to tell you. Somehow or other, we just got disconnected from him. I wonder how that happened. Probably just a coincidence. But you must understand that, of course, when you give a vaccine, why you begin to prime the entire immune system and the immune system of the brain as well. And, of course, you prime the immune system of the brain, why you very often can begin to precipitate autoimmune diseases. All vaccines are dangerous. Why do you think it was that today in the United States, one in 160 children, one of every 160 children, has autism? And the government says, oh, we don't know why it is, but we can assure you it's not the vaccinations. Well, I'll tell you that the Mennonite and the Amish children who don't get vaccines don't get autism, you know, or a much lower level. We know that according to the CDC's own database, which David Geyer got into, there was 270% increase in the incidence of autism in the children that were getting the vaccines with the mercury than those that didn't get the mercury. But it's not just the mercury. It's the aluminum that's in the vaccines. It's the fluoride that's in the vaccines. It's the fact that the vaccines are actually priming the immune system and making it react to all sorts of things, and you begin to get autoimmune diseases as a direct result of this. And of course, diabetes is an autoimmune disease. We see a dramatic increase of the incidence of type 1 diabetes in children since we began the vaccine program. We've seen a dramatic increase in allergies and in asthma and in autoimmune disease. But the most terrible, the most horrible thing we're doing to our children is the epidemic of autism, and actually about one in every 65 boys is autistic in the United States today, because the disease is five times more common in boys than in girls. And with one in 160 children, one out of every 160 children is autistic, why the disease is so much more common in boys. About one in every 65 boys is autistic. And it just shatters the family. It's, of course, bankrupting our country, because, after all, we have to take care of these tragic children, and they're lying to you. They know exactly what's going on. They just don't want the American people to know what's going on, and that the massive experiments are being carried out, failed experiments on the American people, and your children, of course, are the victims of that. Mr. Tipton, are you back again? Well, I don't know what happened to our guest, so... If you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to give a call, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. I do hope that our guest will call back in again. I don't know what happened, but you have to understand that there are cruel people who work for the Federal Drug Administration who know all of the arguments. There is something called the adverse reaction a file that's kept by the FDA. It's estimated that probably not 1 in 10 or maybe not even 1 in 50 of the complications of vaccines are actually recorded there, and anybody can call in, and a doctor can call in and report an adverse reaction to a vaccine. But the FDA has been trying to conceal this information. They do not want the American people to realize what they're doing to the young women, and now they want to extend the use of this vaccine to boys. Actually, we know that that a certain number of the young women have taken have had grand mal convulsions within just a relatively few minutes of taking the vaccine. And, Chris, what you're doing is putting something potentially into the bloodstream that can cause terrible reactions. And then, of course, the incidence of Guillain-Barré disease, which is a generalized polyneuritis, looks very much like polio, and they become paralyzed. Now, ordinarily, they do improve, but not always, and some of these people will have permanent residual from the Guillain-Barré disease, which you can associate with influenza vaccine and so many of the other vaccines, but now it's been associated with Gardasil. And you're not reading about this in your newspapers. You're not hearing about this from Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Brian Williams or the finest commentators that money could buy, some supposedly on the left, some supposedly on the right. Rush Limbaugh just signed a $40 million 8-year contract with, of course, the Clear Channel radio, Clear Channel, $40 million 8-year contract. That's a pretty nice contract. Wish I could get money like that. I do what I do because I want to be able to tell the truth. Rush Limbaugh does what he does, so he gets $40 million a year, or $40 million for an 8-year contract, I should say. And of course, but there's certain issues he cannot discuss. He can't discuss the Council on Foreign Relations. He can't discuss the very real dangers of vaccines, and specifically Gardasil, which is one of the greatest scams ever put over on our society. Will this prevent cervical carcinoma in the long run? We do not know this. There are no statistics on long-run use of this. How long is the vaccine effective? Why, people lose their antibodies within a relatively few years, 3 or 4 years. Are we going to give a new vaccine shot every 3, 4, or 5 years? And then, of course, what does that do to the immune system? What does that do to the immune system of the brain? And then we look and we see so many of our young children who just cannot think or think effectively. We're destroying the intellect of our children. We're destroying their immune system. We're destroying the very soul of our children with a hedonistic message. And one day, America will stand before God to answer what we've done. And you will as well. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796. 866-730-9796.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and apparently we lost our guest from Judicial Watch. So let's go to Morris, who's calling from Texas. Hi, Morris. How are you doing?
Fine,
Morris,
sir.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Go right ahead. You have a question or comment?
I just had a comment and a question. The comment was, you know, with all the genetically modified food and the water being the way our water is, and the insecticides and everything. I've talked to people that are microbiologists, PhD levels, and they say that there's really no way to make a vaccine to treat any of these new things, like it talks about in the Bible, pestilence. And some of the Christian microbiologists, scientists are saying that pestilence really goes down to the, you know, these type vaccines, that that's what the Bible's talking about. And so, there is a moral equation in this, but the comment is that the people that actually know what they're talking about saying that there's 50 viruses even in that one category, and that this vaccine only treats like the top five. And you have viruses that are in the same category that, you know, like number 8, number 13, so forth. They're common among all the people that have this, so this vaccine is not even worthy of being a good treatment.
Well, I think it's a very, very dangerous treatment, because what it's doing, of course, is encouraging sexual promiscuity. After all, I had the vaccine. I've got nothing to worry about, and they do have everything to worry about. Condoms are not safe. You know, suddenly, there's only one thing that works 100% of the time, and that's abstinence before marriage and faithfulness after marriage. But you see, they want to corrupt our society. This is what Alfred Kinsey was all about. This is why the Rockefeller Foundation funded him, and why, of course, the one thing they do not want the American people to understand is the Rockefellers and their cronies and the CFR and this elite group that runs our country wants to corrupt the moral fabric of our society, because they know there's no better way to destroy a nation than to destroy the moral foundation. So here's the vaccine, as you point out, it perhaps hits 4 or 5 of the various subspecies of the human papillomavirus, but it doesn't get all the others, and many of these others can produce cancer as well. Now, admittedly, these are the strains that produce the majority of the infections, but once those are controlled, how do we know that the others won't come along and produce just exactly as much cervical cancer as the others would? Because remember, cancer really is a reflection, you know, of our immune system. Ordinarily, our immune system can control cancer. What we need to do is build up the immune system, not try to give a vaccine.
Right.
Because these vaccines have complications. They are not safe. They are not effective. Oh, they may very well cut down on some of the viruses, but remember, all the other viruses can come right along and replace them and produce cervical carcinoma as well. So we do not have any long-range studies that show what this is going to do. They're simply experimenting on our children. And why would any parent want that?
Right, and that leads up to my question. The comment was, you know, the fact that it can't be done in the first place, and it's like looking for a tomato after you've planted a field of watermelons. You know, you're not going to find it. We reap what we sow. And my question is to the listening audience, not to you, because you and I know, and maybe somebody's tuning in for the first time. If you go out and plant a field of tomatoes, are you going to go out and look for a watermelon? Or if you plant a field of watermelons, are you going to go out and look for a tomato? We are going to reap what we sow. There is reciprocity. There is reaping what you sow. And there is no way around that. And that's the question that I would pose to any listeners, maybe if it's a first-time listener, that we do reap what we sow.
Amen to that. Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And this is certainly an evil, and our job is, of course, to get people to understand that the vaccines are dangerous, that the doctors have been deceived, and they're deceiving the patients.
Thanks a lot.
God bless. Thanks very much. And I tell them the phone number again is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And we've got Jim calling from West Virginia.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. Comment and a question.
Okay.
My mother died of multiple myeloma 20 years ago.
Right.
Her death certificate said she died of dehydration. It said nothing about the cancer that caused this dehydration. Now, I don't believe the CDC numbers as a result of this and a lot of other things I've read. Could it be that many young ladies have died, many more young ladies have died from Gardasil that we'll never know? I was hoping you could comment, and I'll just listen, and we do love you.
Well, thanks very much, Jim. I appreciate your kind words. Yes, certainly. Remember that the adverse reporting system probably doesn't pick up 10%, maybe even far less than that, of the actual adverse results. Many of these people may have died, and the doctor was afraid to report it, or didn't think there was a causal relationship. She may have died a couple of days later. How about it, Chris?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Attention GCN listeners, would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I guess our guest hasn't called back. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And if you have a question or comment, you agree or disagree, let us know. Now, I want you to know there's nothing new under the sun. There have been immoral societies in the past. I'll never forget going to a place called Corinth. It's in Greece. And, of course, at one time it was a great port city. It was certainly the area where the north and south of Greece, the east and came together, where the people traveling from the east to the west would stop off there. And, of course, here was a city that was really dedicated to immorality and to the goddess fertility. And they had their palace there with the temple prostitutes who would come down and, of course, tempt the people. And, I mean, you call somebody a Corinthian, that was simply a reference to total immorality. We saw the same thing happen in Sodom and Gomorrah, total breakdown of society and immorality. Well, of course, when I was in Corinth, all you could see are just a few of the stone pillars there, a few of the statues and the other things. But once it was a beautiful, thriving, successful, prosperous city. And today it's nothing but ruins, because whenever people turn against God and become hedonistic, their society is destroyed. And we've seen God destroy societies. We saw what happened at the time of the great flood of Noah, because society was corrupt. We saw what happened at Sodom and Gomorrah. Why? Because, of course, their society was totally corrupt and God destroyed them. And, of course, the children of Israel were punished for their immorality and for turning to other gods and turning away from the one true God by being taken away in captivity to Babylon, where they remained for during the Babylonian captivity. And if anybody thinks that America is going to be able to survive, you know, as corrupt and immoral as we have become, and our churches, of course, are silent about this. None of your ministers will tell you that about the secret societies that have infiltrated our churches, have infiltrated the Vatican, have infiltrated the highest levels of the Protestant religion and the Jewish religion, and, of course, their idea is, of course, to turn us into a hedonistic society, a hedonistic world where we'll be worried more about matters of the flesh than about individual freedom. And, of course, I think we're already beginning to see the judgments here in California, where we're having, well, as of a couple of days ago, we had 1,700 wildfires burning. I think they've got the number down here someplace, but the cost of fighting these fires is disastrous, and the property damage has been phenomenal. And then, of course, in the Middle West, where we see the great floods, we've never seen anything like this before. I've lived in California all my life. I've never seen a hot spell with a high-pressure area here in the Monterey Bay area like we've had at the present time. Isn't it interesting that this came on just a couple of days after we began letting gay marriages take place here in California? And you have to understand the homosexual lifestyle has a strong spiritual component to it. Many of the people at the upper echelons of society who are into these dark and sinister religions are into homosexuality. Why? Because it's a revolt against God and God's plan for mankind. And of course, even on the personal level, the homosexual, what they're doing is a revolt against God. They may be born, they may be effeminate men, but that doesn't mean they have to be homosexual. That is a matter of choice, you see. And they've made that choice. And of course, they're terrible, terrible consequences. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. If you have any thoughts on what we're talking about, why, we'd be glad to talk to you. But I really think that we need to discuss the danger of the whole vaccine program. And certainly people say vaccines have done wonderful things, and I will acknowledge, I think certainly they're doing away with smallpox. It may have been on the decline, but we're not seeing smallpox now, and I think that vaccination has played a large part in that. Doing away with the terrible ravages of polio has been a wonderful thing. And of course, as an orthopedic surgeon, when I was taking my training, where of course we had to take care of the crippled bodies of many of the children affected by polio when I was in Africa, why, of course, polio was still rampant, but it was being cleared up by the vaccination. But what nobody wants to talk about is the fact that there was a cancer virus that they introduced. Now, the vaccine probably might have had some side effects, but it was the cancer-producing virus that they knew was in the vaccine that they used to contaminate almost all the world. And of course, once they decided that and admitted that there was a cancer-producing virus in the original polio vaccine, why they allowed the vaccine companies, to use up the supplies of it. And then, of course, they supplied that cancer-producing, the cancer-containing vaccine, cancer virus-containing vaccine, to countries throughout the world, just exactly as today. Here in the United States, we've taken mercury out of our childhood vaccines, but we've left it into the vaccines we're giving to third world countries. Oh, we're so benevolent. Bill Gates is such a wonderful man. He's paying for all these vaccines so we can vaccinate the little black children and little brown children with the childhood vaccines containing mercury that'll make them infertile and of course, give them autism and other neurodevelopmental abnormalities. But, of course, the infertility is really what's so important, because it not only of one generation, but for generations to come, if there are any generations, they can be infertile or cut down on their fertility as well. And they know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. And, of course, if you go to the website, and I've forgotten whether it's World Goodwill or New Group of World Servers, it's a front group for the Lucis Trust, which used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. One of the contributors listed on their website was none other than the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So they're funding at least the front for the Luciferian group. Do they know what they're doing? Well, we don't know. We can't talk to Bill Gates. We know that they're very bright people. We know that they're giving vaccines to the little black children and brown children that have been outlawed in America. And I'm talking about the mercury-containing vaccines. And this Thursday, we're going to be doing a program with Charlie Brown, who's a lawyer who's bringing suit against the FDA. And the FDA is now beginning to admit the danger of mercury, at least as far as certain children and as far as pregnant women are concerned, and of course the danger in amalgam fillings. But certainly this is just one of the means by which they're poisoning our people, and they're intentionally poisoning them with the influenza vaccine, which contains mercury, a full dose of mercury. And now, of course, instead of, you know, occasionally people getting the influenza vaccine, why we're trying to make it, you know, trying to say that every child should have it at 6 months of age and every year, you know, why are we doing that? Well, because they do the maximum amount of damage. Not only that, but they're mandating or suggesting every doctor who takes care of pregnant women give a pregnant woman an influenza shot laden with mercury during the first trimester of her pregnancy. Why would you do something like that? Because that's when the brain of the child within her uterus is beginning to form. That's when it'll do the most damage. And I would like to suggest, I'm not suggesting that the vast majority of doctors who are doing this, they know what they're doing, but I would like to suggest there are some people who really want to destroy the minds of our children, because we're dealing with organized evil. And when you begin to understand that, there really are people who worship a different God, who are inherently evil, who think nothing about creating wars and revolutions and using medicines and using experiments and using vaccines to destroy the lives of our children. They relish what they're doing. They're sadistic. They're masochistic. They're horrible and wicked people. But they look just you and I. Well, we've got some calls. Who do we have on the line? Vicki in Oklahoma. And again, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. Hi, Vicki. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I decided to call in today, and I'm a registered nurse, And I will tell you that I am so sick of hearing people say, oh, the HPV virus, my goodness, we have to be afraid of it. If people would be honest intellectually and actually tell others what it stands for, it's genital warts. Why don't we say that? I was in the Army and I served in Southeast Asia for 4 years. I saw it all the time. It's nothing new. A lot of people have it, and men get it as well as women, and of course it's passed sexually. So I wanted to let people realize when we hear the sanitized version of this disease, of this virus, when we hear HPV, what we are really hearing is the virus that causes genital warts.
Right.
I think, are we so polite and proper now in our society that we can let nine-year-olds be sexually active, but my goodness, we can't say genital warts.
Sure, and you're absolutely right, because there's certain of these that seem to have a presence. Predispose the individual to cervical carcinoma, and
right.
but you can still get your genital warts. You'll still have these genital warts, and perhaps even dyspareunia and painful intercourse. You know, even because this only takes care of a few. I think four or five of the things that cause of the HPV virus that causes genital warts. All the rest of them can continue to give you genital warts.
Right, but Dr. Stan, I've been listening to this. Not just to you, it's a reflection of what I'm hearing in America for the last several months. I have never heard one time, not once have I heard anyone say genital warts.
You're absolutely right.
Because we're so proper and we must sanitize everything, but then our nine-year-olds can be sexually active. And another thing, and I know you're aware of this, but I'd love for more people to be aware, is the immune system is carried on the X chromosome. And women or girls have XX. We have a double dose of the immune system. Our young boys are XY, meaning they have one less, sort of like a less, they have less of an immune system than girls do when they're born. Which means if they were going to give these little boys these Gardasil shots, I'm very concerned that the danger to the boys would probably exceed the danger that's being done to our young girls.
And you see, there's no basis for what they're suggesting. There's no scientific studies. It just seems like a good idea, and boy, think of the profits.
I'm just saying, just like we have more autistic boys than we have more autistic girls, the immunization for Gardasil for our young boys, I'm against all of them.
Well, I'm glad you are. And to be, as a registered nurse, I know it's hard to speak out against vaccines, but you got to get over your being bashful, and you got to say, look, you say they're safe and effective. You explain to me why. You tell me exactly why we have an epidemic of autism, of juvenile diabetes, of asthma, of autoimmune disease among our children. You tell me why. We don't know why, but we can tell you the vaccines are safe and effective, and it's a lie.
You know what, Dr. Stan, I found out they don't care.
Well, they will when it's their child.
I know, in the 80s, I got a hold of a book called A Shot in the Dark by William Coulter.
Right.
It was before certain people in Arkansas were even known politically, and I hid my children. I kept them home, and I hid them from the people in the schools and the social workers or whoever else it was and the pediatricians. I made sure my children were protected.
The reason I
did it was because I naively believed the pediatrician once, and they almost killed my son with a pertussis vaccine.
True.
So, no, I it is really hard. But
well, yeah, people
would just say, look, HPV is a sanitized way of saying genital warts, guys. I mean, and you know what? If they're going to have sex when they're nine, we can say genital warts. Do you know what I'm saying?
There are a lot of things we ought to be able to say, but they're not politically correct. You stand out there on the street corner and you try to get people to listen to you, and we've got great things. We've got a great book by Neil Miller, you know, just a little short little book on vaccines. Are they safe and effective? Another one on autism. We've got great 4-tape sets and DVDs. If you can just get people to listen, to think, oh, maybe we can get them to understand that they're destroying the lives of their children.
No,
we're out of time. Anything you want to say before I let you go?
No, thank you, and I love your show, and I love you. You're just wonderful. You're doing a great service to this country and to the world.
God bless you. Thank you so very much.
Bye.
Well, anyway, we've got somebody calling from Illinois. Who's calling from Illinois?
Yeah, this is Dan.
Hi, Dan. How you doing?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
You know, you were talking about the evil societies of the past and stuff. I would think right now what we most parallel in a lot of ways is has to be the German Nazi time period. And even though we're becoming very communistic, the German communism didn't have walls. People were there. They were losing their liberties. They thought they were side effects, you know, to danger and security and things like that. You know, the communism immediately, they had to put up walls around the country, you know. But that's the type of evils that we're kind of paralleling right now, I believe.
I think you're absolutely right. And, of course, you know that a lot of the German people were solidly behind Adolf Hitler because he was giving them pride in their country, which, of course, had been badly damaged as a result of the First World War. He was bringing them jobs and prosperity and stability. And of course, they were quite willing to go along with him. And they played on their patriotism. And they had the ministers behind Adolf Hitler. And 90% of the ministers were backing Adolf Hitler. About 10% of the ministers were willing to speak out. And a lot of them paid for speaking out with their lives. But this is exactly what's going on in America today when so many of our Christian ministers are backing the war over there. Isn't it wonderful we're doing in Iraq? We're bringing the democracy. They will not speak out against the president because, after all, he was converted by Billy Graham. And to criticize George W. Bush's Christianity would be to criticize Billy Graham, and we couldn't do that. And I think, of course, they justified torture. Well, after all, look what terrible people the Muslims are, and look at 9/11. And what we've got to get people to understand is that right is right and wrong is wrong, and men and women are responsible for what they do. And I believe you're absolutely right. I saw Germany after the Second World War. I was stationed there as a medical officer in Frankfurt and Mainz and Baumholder, and I saw the cities in total abject ruin. And I sometimes close my eyes and I can imagine New York or Washington, D.C. or San Francisco or even the town where I live. Nothing but rubble, and I believe God is going to bring his judgment on our country. I believe that with all my heart, and that's one of the reasons I do what I do 5 hours a day, and then again on at our Saturday or weekend program.
Well, Dr. Stan, I wanted to bring this up too. I'm glad you brought it up, is that I truly believe, you know, I've loved the Christian life for a while now, but I truly believe that patriotism is one of the most dangerous things in the world. To me, it's just a secret word for worship.
Well, of course, I happen to love our country. I think I love its heritage. Unfortunately, our country has been taken away from us. And what everybody has forgotten, and or maybe didn't know, is at the time when this country was established, the secret societies were here at that time. And they always planned to use America to bring about this new world order and new world religion. And until people can divorce, you know, suddenly the evil from the good, until they can separate the two or even realize that the secret societies were here. The Rosicrucians were here. The Masons were here, certainly after about 1730. And, of course, they're still here today, working at the highest levels of our government. They even have their people like J. Edgar Hoover heading the FBI. And a lot of people worship him because he was a great out of the communist. He was a homosexual. He was a transvestite. He was a 33rd degree Mason, one of the most evil men we've ever had. Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks for calling.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune, as long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself. And back here at the Genesis Communication Network. This is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And suddenly, if you want some easy-to-read little books on vaccines and autism, we carry two by Neil Miller. One is called Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? And the second one is on autism. And you call just 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We carry Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's book on vaccine. In fact, we may have several by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. They're available through our exchange. Certainly, we carry other information on vaccinations, certainly put out by Dr. Blaylock. Let me suggest Dr. Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, because he goes into the discussion on vaccines. And, of course, we've done a number of interviews with Russell, some of our recent interviews with him on Alzheimer's disease and how the part that vaccinations and these various things that sensitize the brain and cause the immune system of the brain to become active. Let me suggest our four-tape set on Alzheimer's disease, because, of course, we get into the effect of vaccines and the metals that are in the vaccines, the aluminum and the mercury. And then, of course, we're getting the fluoride that has an effect on the brain as well. But as far as the vaccines are concerned, let me suggest Neil Miller's books, Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? His book on autism, and then our four tape set on vaccines. And we do hope that you'll get this information and help us to get it out across America. And then, of course, that you'll order Dr. Sherry Tenpenner's excellent book on vaccinations. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, there really are evil and wicked people up there. And many of them are working at the FDA, many of them are working at the CDC. And if you're an honest person, you're working there, you want to get the truth out, they're going to make your life miserable. So you need to have this information. You need, of course, to help us get it out. If I could suggest some of the DVDs we have with David Geyer, that's Dr. David and Dr. Mark Geyer, I should say Dr. Mark Geyer and his son David Geyer. We have a DVD where they talk about mercury and the danger of mercury and the effect of mercury and the fact that there's no question that the government knows how toxic mercury is and they're concealing it. Why? Because there are people who work in our government who hate America, who hate everything that is worthwhile and righteous. And when you understand that, so much of what's going on does make sense. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If I could suggest, you go to our website at radioliberty.com and and look at some of the newsletters we've written on vaccinations, genetic modification, because all of these will give you different aspects of what's going on today. We have an excellent newsletter on vaccines. If you buy some of our other things and request it, we'll send you a free copy. But we point out that most of the childhood vaccines were certainly rapidly on the decline by the time the vaccines came in. Yes, at the turn of the 20th century, why vaccines were a major killer of children, but by the 1940s and 50s, when the childhood vaccines came about, why the death from things like pertussis and from diphtheria and tetanus had fallen 90 to 95%, and the same thing is true with the measles vaccine. The incidence of death or permanent damage from measles had fallen dramatically. This is all a scam, but they have to tell you they're safe and effective, and they're not safe and effective. And there are a number of doctors who've gone into this who will not vaccinate their own children. But if they want to practice medicine, they do not want to be, of course, ostracized or even lose their medical license. They're going to have to make the recommendations to you for things they would not do for their own children. Get the information. Go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Go through our newsletters and fascinating material there. And we hope that you'll copy it. You'll get it in other people's hands. Help them to understand there's an organized effort to damage our children. Understand that 1 in 65 boys is autistic. 1 in 160 children are autistic. And it didn't happen by accident. We'll be right back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants,